Welcome to Dear Becca's Thoughts, the ultimate guide to navigating the twists and turns of love and relationships. I am your host, Dear Becca, and each episode we'll explore the complexities of modern romance, share expert insights, and dish out practical advice. Whether you're single, in a relationship, or just curious about the matters of the heart, this podcast is your safe space for all things love. Let's embark on this journey of connection, growth, and understanding together. Welcome to another episode of The Becca's Thoughts, and I will be keeping it brief today. I hope you don't mind. It was just a post I came across and I could not wait to share with you. And the post goes like this. The side chick or side dude appears good until you get married to them. Someone who isn't committed to you can give you the best vibes. They can put their best foot forward and show only their good side. You both thrill and fascinate each other, but that is where it ends. It's a thrill. It's a feeling that hasn't been tested with commitment. It's a dream that you will always wake up from when it gets tested. You don't give up what is real for what seemed to be real. What is real? The wife who gave birth to children for you. The husband who pays the bills when it's convenient and when it's not. What is real? The children you both share. It's not a nice thing comparing your spouse with another man or woman who is not responsible for you. It is nicer when you go over and beyond to give your spouse your 100% and remind them that you deserve the same level of love that you give out. Do not call out your partner based on the level of love that you feel you can receive outside. Call out your spouse based on the level of love that you have given and how much you expect in reciprocation. This post was written by Adekola Lanke Adebiyi on Facebook. I don't know what prompted him to post something like this, because honestly, this is the first time I'll see him post something similar to this. But me just being very analytical, I can guess it's probably a story of a family friend that he has heard and he just decided to put word out there to whom it may concern. At least if it concerns you, catch your sub. Well, I appreciate when men post things like this, because one of the things that has caused a lot of imbalance in our world today is the men started it, the men cheated, you know. But for a man to post this, I'm wondering who did what this time around. You know, in speaking of side chicks and side dudes and whatever, this is all I have to say. Something you do not own always seem to have value until you own it. Then it looks like whatever. You'll be surprised that this applies to shoes, clothes, purses, accessories, belts, phones, computer gadgets, and the same law applies to humans. A lot of times we have to remind ourselves the reason why we fell in love with certain people in the first place, especially our spouses. It's important to remember why you fell in love. It's really important to remind yourself when you are falling out of love. I've said many times that you're not going to always be in love with your partner. That is the point where you write your vows on the wall, in your bedroom, in your closet. Use your vows as your wallpaper on your phone. Anywhere that helps you remember why you began that journey in the first place. As long as it's of good intentions, I promise you, whatever it is that is shaking your relationship right now will pass. Just like everything else, it will pass. Do not let the storm that you're currently facing make you do things that you would regret in the future. And most importantly, do not get distracted by the noise outside. Remember, these distractions do not live with you. They do not know your story, your background. They do not know your sacrifices. They do not know where you're coming from. So do not get distracted by the attention that you're getting outside. Because when the attention becomes a part of you and it comes into your home, it will not sound the same. You know, just like people have a lot of people they idolize, and as soon as they get to know them, they realize how shitty of human beings they can be. I have been there multiple times. Well, in my case, it's friendship, you know, but I know that in many people's cases, it's relationship, where they think, oh my goodness, this guy is all that, he's amazing, I cannot believe how good they might be. And then when you live with them or you get closer to them, you realize that you had it better, you had it good the entire time. And in most cases, people have lost great things because of something they thought, an imagination of greatness, something they cannot really hold on to. They lost what they had because of what they thought they could have. So this is just a side note for you today. You can always wet the grass that you're standing on. The grass is not always green on the other side. Remember that it might not be a sprinkler that is wetting the other grass. It might just be a paint, a spray paint that is making the other side look green. You might actually have something tangible that you're in right now. So again, please do not lose what you have because of what you think you could get. And there's nothing outside. The street is hot. The street is hot. A lot of times, people think, oh yeah, this relationship is not working out. You know, I think in one of my episodes, I've actually read out a post where this woman was saying that she's been fighting a lot with her husband and she's thinking maybe she, you know, how's the relationship? How's the dating pool outside? You know, I told her, I said, ma'am, stay in your marriage. There's nothing outside. People are carrying trauma. They are broken. There's so many unhealed versions of people that look good. And you don't want to go in a relationship with them. And our generation is very, very stressed out. We are very stressed. We are very unhappy. A lot of people in our generation think suicide is the answer, or committing a crime, or, you know, murder is the answer. So a lot of people are mentally unstable. Look at, okay, I was about to go there, but anyways, thank you for listening. My baby's crying. I have to go. I hope you enjoyed this pretty short episode, and I hope you got the message. Bye-bye now. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Rebecca's Thoughts. Your time and attention mean the world to us. If you enjoy the content, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and valuable insights in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world we delve into on The Rebecca's Thoughts.